And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked wide parts of Turkey and Syria early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and killing more than 3,000 people, with hundreds more believed trapped under the rubble. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul.
Rescuers in cities and towns across Syria and Turkey have been scrambling since early morning to dig people out of the rubble after one of the most powerful earthquakes this region has seen in the past century. The first earthquake hit around 4 a.m. local time in the Gaziantep province of Turkey. Hours later, another only slightly less powerful earthquake hit a little less than 100 kilometers north of the original quake. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke by phone and offered support to Turkey's foreign minister on Monday about the huge earthquake that killed more than 3,000 people across a swath of Turkey and northwest Syria.
The Department of State is in close contact with our Turkish allies and our humanitarian partners, and our initial assistance response is already underway. We are determined to provide any and all assistance to help those affected by these earthquakes.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price told reporters the United States is looking at additional funding resources that are available to respond to the earthquake on both sides of the border. Switzerland is close to breaking with centuries of tradition as a neutral state, as a pro-Ukraine shift in the public and political mood puts pressure on the government to end a ban on exports of Swiss weapons to war zones. Buyers of Swiss arms are legally prevented from re-exporting them, a restriction that some representing the country